This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Welcome back to a new football season and a new season of the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show with new interim Nebraska President Susan Fritz. We'll be catching up each and every week during the football season. Susan, congratulations. I'm really delighted to be able to sit down and talk to you. It's really a thrilling thing to have you in this position.
Well, I'm happy to be here, Greg. Thank you.
You officially took over the university a couple of weeks ago. For our listeners who may not be familiar with your background, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, absolutely. So I'm a native Nebraskan. I grew up on a family farm outside of Crete. I'm also a first-generation college student. My parents hadn't attended a four-year college, but they had big dreams for me. I ended up earning all three of my degrees from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, including my PhD. So then I joined NU as an instructor and just didn't look back. I have worn many hats in that role. I have been a professor, a department head, an interim dean, a division director, and most recently the provost and dean of the graduate college.
Sounds like you have a lot of blood in the University of Nebraska blood in you.
Well, you could say that. Between attending the university as a student and then working as a faculty member and as administrator, I've spent most of my personal and professional life at the university.
Tell the folks a little bit about your family. What can you share with them?
Well, my husband and I live in Crete, and he farms outside of Crete. We have three children and, as I like to say, seven magnificent grandchildren. And all the kids are very excited about Husker football. We're pretty excited, too, that our grandchildren intend to come to the University of Nebraska. And we think that it's really important that we plant the seeds that they need to attend college, because we want them to be part of Nebraska's workforce, and we need all the strong, educated workforce members we can get.
Well, today is the first game of the year. School started earlier this week. Give us some thoughts that you have about being the new leader now of the university.
Well, this is really an exciting time to be at NU. You know, we have 52,000 students, and we are just so excited about all the opportunities that they have lying in front of them. It's a real credit to the leadership that we have in place, from the Board of Regents to the Chancellors, that we can talk about this incredible momentum that we have. And it's also a credit to the support of our public partners and our private partners. They help us achieve what we otherwise could not do alone. And I'm actually so honored to serve our 52,000 students and the people of Nebraska. And I'm planning to do everything I can to capitalize on that momentum.
Mention the word achieve. Can you share some of the university's achievements?
Certainly. We are making so many differences for our state and for our nation and our world, far more than ever before. So I'll give you a few examples of our recent successes on our four campuses, but this is just scratching the surface. You know, we'll have an additional 2 billion people on this planet by 2050, and food scarcity is becoming a critical issue. My ag colleagues at UNL have announced innovations that will help feed a growing global population, like a Fitbit-like sensor that makes watering crops easier and more affordable. The University of Nebraska at Kearney is transforming the workforce, not just in the Kearney region, but statewide. So across the country, there's a shortage of teachers, and in Nebraska is no exception. Our recent analysis showed that one of every seven Nebraska teachers holds a UNK degree.
Fantastic. You also oversee UNO and UNMC. How about that?
Oh, they're also doing incredible things. The University of Nebraska at Omaha is a national leader in biomechanics. That's the study of human movement. They recently received a federal grant that will allow them to study slips with the hope of reducing falls. And if you don't know it, falls are the leading cause of injury in the United States. And then at UNMC, our scientists were part of a recent breakthrough in HIV research that marked a significant step toward a potential cure. Truly amazing work.
Sure is. Well, sounds like these are areas where the university is showing some real leadership.
Without question. And the leadership continues right here at home. We've been a true partner in our state after the devastating floods. Our students have spent their summer serving in impacted communities and making a difference. Our faculty and staff have lent their expertise, and UNK has opened its doors to those in need. Overall, I'm just so proud of what this university has done to make a difference, and I thank every Nebraskan for their support of the university. You know, Nebraskans expect and deserve our very best work.
Susan, again, congratulations to you, and it's so nice to be able to introduce you to Husker fans throughout the state and the country. Any other words for Nebraskans as we begin yet another school year?
I'm really looking forward to the great things that we can accomplish this year. But I'm equally excited about the great things we're going to accomplish in the classroom, in the community, and across the state.
Well, Susan, again, it's so great to be able to introduce you to Husker fans. Any final words as we kick off not only the season, but another school year here for the university?
You know, Greg, I'm really looking forward to the great things we're going to accomplish on the football field this year. But I'm equally excited about the great things we're going to accomplish in the classroom, the community, and across our state.
Fantastic. Susan Fritz, the new interim president here for the university. We'll be catching up with her each and every week during our halftimes. We have more of our halftime coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.